But an interesting conversation right now around music. What is it about music that appeals to us? And why do certain songs appeal to some people and not to others? Like, why do people have different taste in music? And sure, there are cultural reasons. You know, I mean, you know, popular music in the West is going to be different than, say, popular music in China or India or other parts of the world, right? So there's some history and culture there. But even, you know, your family, your friends, your neighbors, you know, all kinds of different taste in music. So it is interesting where that all comes from. And maybe there's all kinds of reasons for that. This all explored an interesting new piece from our next guest, who writes about some of the latest science on all of this at theconversation.com. Jane Keeney is an associate professor of music education at Auburn University and joins us on the line here this morning. Professor, great to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you joining us here. So this is kind of a fascinating topic, I think, because we all love music. And everybody would agree that they've got it right when it comes to musical taste, and people who disagree must have it wrong. But how do we go about answering that question, right, of where that comes from?
Well, I think the beginning really is who you are as a person, perhaps your background even. You know, you grew up, as you mentioned, in your own culture. So a lot of the music that you might grow up with is your preference, but it might not be, you know, your neighbor's preference if they're not your same culture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want me to continue or not.
Go ahead. Continue.
So, I think, one of the things that, what makes people gravitate towards certain music is they might have an emotional reaction to it, or they might have a physical reaction to it, or they might have a thoughtful reaction to it, meaning like that makes them go, oh, that's really interesting. There's something that happens in the music that surprises them and they want to hear it again and again and again. Or they might have some kind of emotional, oh, that made me feel a certain way, or I'm feeling a certain way, and that music has helped me. Or they might just have, you know, this any kind of reaction that goes along to that. I had a professor once that called it this thinking, feeling idea. So it was like your body was reacting as well as your brain. You know, everything was going on at the same time, and it just made you go, oh, I've got to hear that music again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably one of the, you know, deeper things that is kind of hard to predict with people, because each person really is unique in that, and, you know, with their personality and their, you know, who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's also a question, what makes some music then more popular, has more appeal than others? And it was interesting, we're talking back in December, we did a segment talking about Christmas music and Christmas songs and just why some songs last, you know, remain popular for so long. And maybe it speaks to some of these issues, right? Sort of that familiarity, growing up with something, the emotions it invokes, right? And fond memories of Christmas. So we do see that with other kinds of music then, don't we?
I think so. I mean, I was just, it's ironic that we're talking about this, because I was listening to this artist that I'd never listened to. I just happened to pick up the song. I heard the song and I liked it. So I pulled up their new album, and could I remember who it was right now? I don't know, but mm-hmm. It was an album of cover songs.
Okay.
And it was all songs that I had grown up with. And so I was like, immediately, I'm going to add that to save that in my list. Because it was all things that for me, I was thinking like, gosh, this reminds me of, you know, growing up and going down the, you know, riding in the truck with my dad, who, you know, who would have music going all the time. And just sort of those memories started coming back. So I think that's part of it, is that we do, as you said, react based on our memories. But I think also it is, you know, is a characteristic in music that if it surprises us, if it's something that we just can't, is unpredictable to us, and there's a fine line between too unpredictable and not unpredictable enough, right? So, or not predictable, or if it's too predictable or too unpredictable, there's a line between the middle of that. So I think that it's the middle area where we are intrigued enough that we want to listen to it again. There's something that happens that we are surprised by in a, you know, a sort of thoughtful and emotional and physical way that makes us gravitate toward that. That's one of the possible reasons we like music. I think some of the other is that we like the artist. I mean, we know several artists who are very popular, and maybe they're very popular because, you know, certain groups of people align with the way they think, the way they dress, the way they, you know, present themselves, and maybe the music is a external, or not external, but maybe a secondary thing, that they're more aligned with the actual person versus the actual music. They might have started with the music, but now they really like whoever this person is. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say, you know, like Taylor Swift or somebody like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, don't offend the Swifties, right?
I know. I'm not saying anything wrong with it.
That's,
I mean,
right,
I like her music, actually.
Sure.
I listen to it myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, you could list any artist that has a following. Rihanna, for example, has a following, you know, that will have, you know, people that follow them because they like who that person is, based on either a social media presence or some kind of media presence. But also I liked this particular song by them, so I got to know more about the artist.
So our personalities do come into play then, you think?
I think so. You know, there's enough research that several people have done now that say that, like, if you're an open kind of person, that you might like sophisticated music, which have more thought, you might have to think a little more about it. Where if you're extroverted, you might really like, you know, upbeat electronic music that might be like electronic dance music, or like the music that you might hear in like a sports stadium when they're trying to, you know, amp up the stadium. Those kinds of personalities seem to, those personality traits do come through the literature, the research literature. There's things like people that are conscientious might like things that are a little less pretentious. They mm-hmm. just, you know, want something in the background maybe. But they also might like something that's really powerful and intense. So there's not a one, you know, you have this personality, therefore you will like only this music. That's not really what the research is saying. It's really saying you have this kind of personality and you might really like this kind of music or this style of music.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, through human history, like, you know, as much as music has changed, music's always been there. Like, there's something innate about humanity and, you know, sort of longing for that, whatever it gives us. Like, I wonder, I mean, if there's intelligent life out there, civilizations, like, would they have music? Is that a given? Or maybe it's not. I don't know. But what is it about? Like, what do we get from music? Why is it that humans have always longed for and craved music?
It's interesting you said that, because there's, and I don't have this research right in my brain, like, to quote it exactly, but, you know, if you look back at some archaeological findings in different parts of the world, I think there's a cave painting in France, I believe. Don't quote me on that. It could be France. It could be China. But the people that are painted on the wall are clearly doing something musical. So back as far as we probably know, we've had music in some way, and there's actually some supporting evidence that, I guess, you could say there's a book by Matthew Sachs and a few other people that really has traced this idea that we are have gravitated over time and still gravitate toward music being this aesthetic, rewarding function for us. We enjoy it, so we do it again and again. So it's like if you're a runner, I don't know if anybody's a runner out there, but if you're a runner, like, you do it, you know, and if you're not a runner, you might not understand, but you run because there's this aesthetic part of it too. There's this enjoyment part. There's the dopamine that kicks in that makes you feel good. Music does that too. And so I think that's part of why we have, for as long as history maybe, we've done music, or we've listened to music, we've participated in some way.
Really interesting. Well, your piece on this is mentioned. It's up at theconversation.com. Jane, thanks so much for making some time for us here. Appreciate it.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.